NBA Australia. How are you going? How are you going? I hope you're going all right. You bloody well ought to be. You should be full of chocky and relaxation because it's Easter Monday, April 1st, pinching a punch for the first day of the month. And also April Fools, I guess. Can't really do any April Fools because the fool would be me because it's the afternoon.
Oh, you can't make a joke afternoon.
Who came up with that rule? That's ridiculous. Oh, April 1st, you're actually the fool if you make a joke afternoon. Says fucking who? Who made up the rules? It's a made up... Anyway. Get angry, Jim. I'm your host, James Clements. I am also the host of the AFL Today Show, the official Supercoach AFL podcast, all the good stuff. You can also see me on Fox Sports Lab NBA. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios after a weekend down the booch. Hanging out, giving you the lowdown, all things NBA. We've got weekend winners and losers. LeBron is old. Not dying, though. We'll talk about that in a second. The Mavs are going streaking. And Josh Giddey delivered another triple-double treat at MSG. Or MS Giddey. I like that. We've also got the game wraps from all the weekend games. We've got a weird weekend with a whole bunch of teams. Well, basically two full days and two empty days because of the NCAA tournament and apparently the NBA just being cowards. So we've got That's Not An iPhone, Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball, Gets Some Yenazi, a popular opinion of the day. Now, back take, yes, we were serving up a flame grill take. And then there's an Andrew Gaze Grand Mum Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence and a couple of other things. Floating around here and there, we've got some game previews as well for tomorrow where we've got a chocker's slate, so that'll be fun. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1064 of NBA Australia. Let's go!
G'day, this is Andrew Gaze, and you're listening and watching NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Especially if you're Darrell Wright. Shaq on his podcast was saying about how he used to chase folks around butt-naked.
When I'm on a team, I'm the president, I'm the emperor. So when you're a rookie, there's that fucking same man. I'm going to show you how to get down. In 2007, I touched a motherfucker up in the locker room. Butt-naked.
I can think of few things in life that would be more terrifying than a naked Shaquille O'Neal chasing you down in a locker room. That's horrifying. And all, just imagine his giant schlong just knocking out like just trainers, other teammates as he's chasing you, just fucking whoop-bang.
I'm going to get you. It's a hot.
God, don't let him get me. This is going to be the most horrifying moment of my life. Anyway. And yeah, as Andrew Gaze said at the start of this one, you're not watching NBA Australia today because I've got to run off and do AFL. So I won't have time to put up the video. And I haven't got it set up since we got home. So that's all right. We'll be back on video tomorrow from the studio. It'll be all good. And later this week, we'll be in Adelaide. That's right. AFL Today Show hits up Adelaide for Gather Round. So I'll be hanging out. Come say good day. I've got to tape a couple of NBA Australians while I'm over there too. So better figure that one out. Anyway, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Show with the Daily. It's a whip around, Jim. That's right. Malik Monk sprained his right MCL. So that's 4 to 6 weeks for Malik Monk, which stinks because the Kings also lost Kevin fucking Huerta. Season-ending left shoulder surgery to fix up his torn labrum, which is horrible. Q Grimes is also out for the rest of the season. Oh, geez, Jim, that must be pretty tough for the Knicks. Well, it would be if he was still on the Knicks. He's on the Pistons now, see? So, yeah. Wemby got fined $25,000. All that did was throw a ball into the stands after we beat the Knickerbockers, huh? Wemby just realizing how much the NBA's had to steal your money. And Josh Hart, speaking of the Knicks, he was like, yeah, fucking OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. Oh, mate, yeah, I'd be pretty bloody pleasantly surprised if they actually played any other point this season. You're like, oh, okay. Not ideal if you're a Knicks fan. Jesus. Good times, great memories. Yeah. Oh, and LeBron. This was funny. He's like, yeah, I had to check, is he dying? He's like, oh, look, how long do you expect to keep playing in the NBA? LeBron, he's like, oh, not very long. I'm not going to play another 21 years, that's for damn sure, but not very long. I don't know when that door will close as far as when I was retired, but I don't have much time left. Oh, jeez, he doesn't have much time left. And then he goes out and drops 40 on the hapless Brooklyn Nets. All right, let's do some game raps from the weekend.
Game raps.
The Hawks beat the Celtics in hilarious fashion again after they came back from 30 points down the other day, came back and beat them in overtime thanks to DeJounte Murray with 0.1 of a second left. You love to see it. DeJounte had 44, 7, and 7. It took 44 shots to get there, but the Hawks, that is just bloody hilarious, mate. And it's also just as funny because the Celtics keep shitting down their leg against the Hawks in crunch times. The Pelicans, they were the Pelicans against the Bucks on Friday as well. I tipped the Bucks in that one, and I was just like, ah, right. So if they're just not going to score for an entire quarter, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up. Chris Middleton couldn't hit the fucking shirt of a burn there. 20 points from Dame, 35, 14, and 4 for Giannis. And the bench, dude, nothing. I think the bench in that game shot something like 4 of 15. Yeesh! For a total of like 11 points. Just gross. Well, the Pelicans got 28 from Zion, 25 from CJ. All their starters got in the double figures. They only went 8 of 32 from downtown. They shot under 40% and beat the Bucks. Yeesh! It's because they got the line 34 times. Not bloody bad. Anyway, good win for the Pels that day. Over the Buckaroos. That was just... What are you doing, Bucks? Anyway, Saturday. Warriors beat the pants off the Hornets, 115-97. Steph and his homecoming. 4 of 11 from downtown, 23 points. Like, eh... Sure. Anyway, they needed that win. The Pacers blew the doors off the Lakers, 109-90. Siakam was unreal in that game. They kicked the crap out of the Lakers in that one. You had D'Lo turn back into a giant spud, go 3 of 14 and 0 of 6 from downtown. Haliburton had the 21-8-8. He was awesome. Siakam, the 22-11-6. He's just like the perfect dude to play against the Lakers, right? It's just what they do. AD had the 24-15, but yeah. Everyone else went a little bit missing apart from, like, Reeves and Rui. And that's what you get sometimes on the big jobs. Lakers will be all right on this road trip, though. I'll get to them later. The Clippers eked by the Magic just thanks to Paul George right at the end. 29-11 for Kawhi. Tough loss to the Magic. The Pistons beat the Wizards in a loser bowl, 96-87. Who cares? Jalen Duren, though, 20 points and 17 rebounds. I love him. Danny Avdija nearly had the triple-double, 18-11-9. The Bulls lost against the Nets. What are you doing, Chicago? Got outscored by 16 points in the last quarter. That is just brutal for Chicago. Against a team that's barely trying, Cam Thomas got flaming hot. Dennis Schroeder, I am German Rondo, was flaming hot, and so was Mikal Bridges. So basically, yeah, you get that on the big job sometimes. Even a busted clock's right twice a month, apparently, according to the Nets. 125-108. The Cleveland Cavaliers held off the Sixers. Awesome game to win that one, 117-114. Mobley was bloody fantastic. Sort of everywhere, doing a little bit of everything. Donnie Mitchell was back, and away they went. And you're like, oh, suddenly Cleveland might be up and about. And then Cleveland are officially not back up and about. Anyway, Donnie went 4-13 in that one. Garland 6-12, and they still won because Mobley was awesome. And they just gave the clamps to the Sixers because Tobias Harris went, hey, righto, here's my 21-point game in a loss. Thanks for coming, Tobias. Thanks. Great job. Just a legend. The Trailblazers lost by 60 to the Heat. 142-82. I mean, what do you do at this point? It's just brutal. It's pretty funny. It's the largest team, largest margin in team history. And yeah, their biggest one was 43 points before that. Anyway, the Thunder absolutely smoker-rated the Suns. KD got booed in OKC. I love that.
geez, Jim, shouldn't it be nice and shouldn't it be nice to all the players all the time? No! He snaked his way out of your town. Of course you get to fucking boo him. It's just how it goes. Anyway, great statement win from the Thunder. The Spurs beat the Knicks in an insane game where Jalen Brunson had 61 and Wemby had a 40-20-7 game. Absolute chaos. Seriously, absolute chaos. So, love this. This game was absolutely nuts and pretty funny. 130-126, the Spurs win it in the overtime. Wemby holds on. Hits the big shot at the end, and you're like, oh, God. Devin Vassell also 23. But, yeah, the Knicks, they get 61 from Jalen Brunson and lose. Talk about a kick in the dick. Absolute hilarious vibe. 61 points. 61. That's a lot. What is it? Melo had the 62, which is, like, the record for the Knicks as well. So, anyway, funny gear. Tough loss for the Knicks as well. I'll talk about that later. The Spurs just keep on playing spoiler. The Wolves beat the Nugs in a really good game, 111-98. The Wolves, it's such a weird sort of up and down setup they find themselves in game to game. They have like still a game like this in them, and then they've got a game like today's, which I'll get to in a second. And you're like, what is happening? The Rockets beat the Jazz 101-100 in a really chaos game. Jalen Green was amazing. Fred VanVleet, the fighting VanVleet's hit to the dagger. Jalen Green, the 34-9-6. It's like, yeah, just another slap in the face in your old mate, Jim. And the Mavs beat the Kings 107-103 because Luka is just he's taking the piss. 26-9-12 for him. Absolutely rolling. And that was because they basically keep beating the Kings and they keep winning, which I'll get to in a second. The Celtics beat the Pelicans yesterday, 104-92. The Extreme Zinger Meal. Whoa.
The Extreme Zinger Meal.
Crushed it, 19-10-4 blocks. Yeah, Celtics had that the entire way. The Grizzlies got smashed by the Magic, 118-88. Palabancaro and co, absolutely no worries there. And the Buckaroos were smashing-orating the Hawks, 122-113. And look, the Hawks sort of just hung around and made that one a bit of a, I don't know if you, geez, Jim, did you bet the Bucks minus 8.5? Yes. What did they win by? 9. Did they make it sweat? Did they make you sweat out, Jim? Yes. Bloody hell. It was absolutely brutal. Funny stuff, though. To a degree. But that Grizzlies Magic game where they won by 30. 30? Yeah. It was like, yeah, everybody was scoring. Jingles hit 3 threes in that game. It was awesome. Loving every second of it. Sucked in. Grizzlies, just it's Jaren Jackson Jr. and Luke Kennard. And then just no one else as well. And it's getting pretty weird. Getting a bit wobbly. And then finally, today's games, we had a massive, massive, massive array. It was Cleveland.
Cleveland
getting absolutely dissected by Nikola Jokic, who had 26 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists. You're taking the piss. Absolutely huge win, 131-101. The Lakers kicked the crap out of the Nets because LeBron James hit 9 threes, which is a career high. When you're 39 and you're hitting career highs, you're fucking taking the piss too. He had 40 points, 116-104. Clippers kicked the crap out of the Hornets, 131-18. 135, the Sixers smashed the Raptors. Jeez, Jim, these are all blowouts. They were. And then the Heat smashed the Wizards, 119-107. And then finally, we got Thunder Knicks, which was absolutely unreal. Thunder are fucking awesome. Came flying back. Outscored them by 11 in the fourth quarter. SGA, the dagger at the end. J-Dub has 33. MS Giddy. That's where it is. The Knickerbockers play there because he owns it. 3 triple-doubles there. That's pretty fucking good. The Mavs beat the Rockets 125-107. Huge win for them. Snaps the 11-game winning streak of the Rocks. Mavs have now got the biggest win streak in the NBA. The Bulls beat the Wolves. This is what I'm talking about. So the Wolves beat the Nugs the other day and then go, all right, sick. We now get to play Chicago and shit the bed. God. It is just so frustrating to watch this Wolves team who are going through hilarious ownership drama, which I'll get to in a second. But Ant-Man has 22 in that one. You get 14 from Naz Reid, 19 and 10 from Rudy Gobert, Zistava Dewa, and 19, 7 and 4 from Mike Conley. And they gave up 21 to Caruso, who had 5 steals, 27 and 8 for DeRozan, 19, 8 and 6 for Vooch. Ayo, at 13, Kobe. Kobe White had 17. And they got smoked because the Bulls went 17 and 29 from downtown. You're like, ah, these Wolves, they can't take a trick. They played so well the other day. And then just let the Bulls get super fucking scorching hot. The Warriors held on to beat the Spurs. Was Wemby fouled at the end? Nah, he kicked his giant fucking leg out to the side. Oh, Draymond was just, he was just incredible. 21-6-11. Yeah, he's still a dickhead. And the Yaz got smashed by the Kings, 127-106. What are you seeing there, Jim? Well, we'll talk about some weekend winners and losers.
Oh, my God. I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is...
Me!
Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me?
There you go. Yep, that's right. The weekend winners are anybody who looks to teams that are playing shit teams to smash them. Because that is just happening routinely over these last, you know, week or two. The last week or two, right? And then you sort of got two more weeks of the regular season. Every team's got like, I don't know, a handful of games left. We're basically at around the 74-ish mark, 75 for most teams. So we've got like 6 or 7 games. Couple of weeks left. There are heaps of teams now. Like the Raps are on a 13-game losing streak. That's just great tanking. Same for the Yaz. Same for the Blazers. We're not going to put them in weekend losers because they're doing what they need to do. They need to shit the bed, mate. They need to shit the bed. Meanwhile, Detroit is out there going, nah, man, we need to keep winning, don't we? Good job. Anyway, so just keep an eye on that because the Blazers losing by 60. They also lost to Manu Kamara for the season. They've lost 9 on the trot. They are going to pop up in weekend losers, though, because we'll talk about that in a second. But the winners, Oklahoma City. That's right. Not only did they beat the Suns in really impressive fashion, and I sort of talked about that game on last Thursday's show, right, because... You think about the perimeter defenders that the Thunder have and can just deploy against somebody like the Suns, and you're like, oh, shit, that'll be a problem for Phoenix. And it was. They couldn't score, and then OKC just fucking torched them because they're younger, they're faster, they're hungrier, and you love that. And then the huge one-point win over the Knickerbockers, thanks to SGA's go-ahead with, what, a couple of seconds left. Awesome. That clinches their first playoff run since 2020, so their first playoff appearance in 4 years. And it also gave them outright control of first place in the West again. They're a half game up on the Nugs and 1 game up on the Wolves. That is awesome. The Thunder look great. And then Josh Giddey rips off a triple-double as well to continue his ownership in the Madison Square Garden New York Knickerbockers of New York City. That's right, the Madison Square Giddies is what they should be known as. That's where they play, the Knicks, the Madison Square Giddy. I love it. Great job by the Thunder. They look fantastic. They're 52-22. That's just, it's awesome. Other weekend winner, Miami. Oh, but geez, Jim, they're in 7th in the East. Yes, and they've won 2 on the trot, including a 60-point win. Yeah, the Heat, they're doing all right, I guess. They're 40-33, Miami. And just sort of cruiserating along. They got a big win over the Blazers, then they smashed the Wizards today, right? And it's like, yep. They needed to bank those two wins desperately because they now play the Knicks at home, then the Sixers at home, before going on the road to take on the Rockets, the Pacers, the Hawks. Like, these are all really winnable games for the Heat now, right? The Knicks are tough, but we get that. The Heat are going to love it. Same with the Sixers. Rockets are tough. Pacers are tough. The Hawks are tough. They can win all of those. And they close out the season with 2 games against the Raptors. Don't look now, but the Heat could be just like out of nowhere, like at the 5 seed. Or they could lose a couple of these and just be like, ah, wait, how are we the 8 seed? Tough scenes. Clippers! They've won a couple on the trot. That Magic win was really good. They've won 3 straight, all on the road. The exact steadying sort of moment they needed. Golden State, same sort of vibe, right? Draymond should have been fired in the sun for trying to rip off Patty Mills' head the other day, but instead he's free to keep on being a fucking dickhead and ruining the lives of, like, the Spurs. But they have still won 4 games on the trot. So you'll take that, and that's a big weekend win for your Golden State Warriors. Why is that, Jim? Well, they're now two games up on Houston in the 10 seed. Like, this is what the Warriors have come to. Like, just like, oh, God, we need to keep playing awesome or we won't be the 10 seed and be on the road in the play-in. But that's what it is. It's how the mighty fall. Dallas. Love it. 45-29 now. They've won seven in a row and absolutely looking great. They've taken over the fifth seed from the New Orleans Pelicans now. Just saying. They're both 45-29. I think they split the head-to-head. But because the Mavs have got the better division record, they're in the five spot at the moment. But they're hunting the Clippers in four. They're two games back. It's not bloody bad. So, good job by the Mavs. They're looking great. Seven straight. That's the biggest win streak in the NBA right now. And, of course, Luka is a big weekend winner because he's hit the 65-game mark. So he can obviously win MVP in All-NBA. But also, when he gets named to the All-NBA team this offseason, he'll be eligible to sign a five-year, $346 million Supermax in the 2025 offseason. That'd be the most in NBA history. That's pretty bloody good. Not bad, bro. Not bad. The Lakers, they were weekend winners because they got a good bounce-back win against the Nets. But to be honest, they shouldn't have needed a bounce-back win from losing to Indy the other day, but here we are. The Pacers are weekend winners because that was a good smasher rating of the Lakers. Good job. I'll tell you what. The Atlanta Hawks winning back-to-back games, well, yeah, back-to-back games against the Celtics is still hilarious. I'm going to call them weekend winners, but then they turn around and like lost to the Bucks today, yesterday. And you're like, yeah, look, they put up a fight. Atlanta are like this weird, just, they don't fear anybody. They're shit and they should fear teams, but they don't. Like, they're too dumb to know how bad they are. You know what I'm saying? I love it. They're such a dangerous floater. That'd be hilarious if they sort of fought their way and beat the Sixers again or something to make the eight. That'd be awesome. All right, let's do some weekend losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up.
Losers. 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 The Boston Celtics, apparently, anytime they play Atlanta, where they suddenly turn into, like, I don't know, Chicago. It's like, what the hell happened? They completely just keep shitting down their leg, and it's very funny. So I love that. The Rockets are losers. Oh, geez, Jim, they won 11 straight. Yep. But they lost to Dallas today. And because they lost and the Warriors won again, they're now full two. They're a full two games back of the Warriors. And it's just real tough. Like, this is it. You can't leave it to the end of the season. But we've seen this happen with Ime Udoka before. That's what he did with Boston. Whipped him into shape. Got them awesome. But Boston had just a higher level of talent, so they weren't as shit as Houston were for the first half. But still, look, the two games back is what they are losers for. The 11-game winning streak was unreal. So I love Houston, 38-36. But, yeah, two games is going to be a big, big ask against to snag that 10 spot. The Wolves! Jesus, you can't lose that game with the Bulls. You just can't. It's the sort of game you got to win. At this point of the season, you'd be basically tied with the Thunder on top. Now you're a game back. These are the sorts of things that'll bite you in the ass. Just saying. Suns dropping that OKC game. Bang, they're in eighth. Pretty tough scenes. Tell you what, only 1.5 games up on the Lakers, BT Dubs, from the nine spot. So if the Lakers can keep on winning, and they've got a couple of really easy games coming up, the Lakers, I think, well, they've got Toronto and Washington on this road trip. Then home for the Cavs, the Wolves, the Warriors, the Grizzlies, and then the Pelicans. Fascinating finish to the season for the Lakers. But still, this is about the Suns. They've still got a really tough schedule to go down the stretch here. They've got to play the Pels, the Cavs, the Wolves, the Pelicans again. Two games against the Clippers, the Kings, and the Wolves. Those are all playoff or play-in teams. Jesus. I say play-in because who knows what the fuck's going to happen with Sacramento. So Phoenix, tough run home, I'll tell you. The Knickerbockers are losers, especially when Josh Giddey visits Madison Square Giddey. But really, 61 from Jalen Brunson, and you lose to the Spurs. But really, it's also just really bad timing because you can't lose those games. Like the OKC and the Spurs, you drop all the way back into fourth. You're a half game back of Cleveland, only one game up on Orlando. Just tough timing from the Knickerbockers. Tough timing. Other weekend losers, obviously the Knicks. That's just goes without saying. The Pelicans, obviously dropping that game and then falling all the way to sixth, basically. They're like, oh, man, what are we going to... We just lost to the Celtics, bro. And it's like, yeah, but you're at home. Win that game. See how they go. They beat the Bucks. They turn around. They lose to the Celtics. You're like, it's a tough one. So still, Pelicans, you're like, what more can we do? It's like, we'll keep winning. That's what Dallas keep doing, so... Let's go. And then finally, the Blazers. First team to lose by 60-plus in a season twice. That is just... It's brutal. To lose by 60-plus twice is stupid. What do you know? And the Kings. Last one. Kevin Huerta. That's fine. You lose Kevin Huerta. You're playing more Keon Ellis. Away you go. But then to lose Malik Monk in that... Malik Monk, sixth man of the year. It's just... It's a kick in the neck. Absolute weekend losers. Tough one, Sacramento. They did eke out the win against Utah today, but Utah are stealth tanking it. Whatever. Not even stealth tanking. They're just tanking. So, anyway, NBA Stereo Proof performance of the weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
DeJounte Murray hitting the game winner on the Celtics was pretty fucking funny. 44 points on 44 shots is even more funny. Get that on the big jobs. Brunson, 61 points, is just, look, you come 1 point shy of breaking Melo's tying Melo's record for New York Knickerbockers points ever, and you lose because Wembanyama throws up 40 on 13 to 22 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3, including an absolute backbreaker at the end, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, only 4 turnovers, 1 block. What a legend. Jalen Green had the 34, 9, and 6 the other day. Luka had 47 and 12 today, while just demolisherating the Rockets in 35 minutes, hit 9 of 16 from 3. Jesus! Nikola Jokic became the first player since Oscar Robertson to put up 26-plus points, 18-plus rebounds, and over 16 assists in a game. That's pretty good. Oscar did it in 1965. Now you got a big Serbian doing it. Yeah, not bad, bro. But LeBron James can play a bit. 40 points, 13 to 17 shooting, 9 of 10 from downtown, sets a career high, exits to a standing ovation, but 9 of 10 from 3. Taking only 17 shots for 40 points is just taking the piss. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, he was a plus 22. Yeah, not bad, not bad. What an awesome weekend, though. We had so many, like that Brunson Wemby game was just off chops. We've got SGA, we've got Giddy with a triple-double. Whew! Oh, Lord! Oh, 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 Lord.
Ah. This is ridiculous. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I tell you, what an awesome one. Who's got a bit of Spud of the Night in them, though?
Spud, 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 Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. Wes Matthews, 1 of 6. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, 1 of 7. Johnny Yuzang, 1 of 7. Triple J, 1 of 9. Chris Middleton shot 3 of 12. Why'd they lose that game, Jim? Well, there's one right there. 2 of 12 for Naz Reid, as well as Andrew Wiggins today. 4 of 15 shooting for Reggie Jackson. 3 of 15 shooting for Jordan Poole. 4 of 18 for Dom DeVincenzo. 4 of 18 is just fucking hilarious. 5 of 19 for Delano Banton. 5 of 22 for Kyle Kuzma. But we did, across the weekend, have three gentlemen go 0 of 8. Bryce Sensabaugh, Dylan Brooks, and Patrick Baldwin Jr. Absolute chaos to go 0 of 8. Not that bad. They don't quite make the book of infamy for NBA Australia spuds of the season. You got to hit the 0 of 10 mark for that, where that's James Harden, George Niang, T-Man, 0 of 10s. Cam Thomas and Malik Monk both going 0 of 11. And Aaron Gordon and Sadiq Bey going 0 for 12s. Just brutal gear, I tell you. Oh, yes. But we would very much like to thank the one, the only, Mikal Bridges from downtown for the Brooklyn Nets. Hello, Brooklyn Nets. Will he shoot from downtown, Jim?
cream of juice. Have you ever made out your dark hallway?
They shot 311. He did. Thank you, Mikal Bridges. You sucked otherwise, and you're just not very good at basketball this year. 5 of 16, 13 points, a 311 from downtown. You little ripper. Just taking one for the team, I reckon. Who was Old Mate No Mate? So it might be him. I'm just saying, geez. Oh, yeah.
Old Mate No Mate.
Old Mate No Mate.
Old Mate No Mate.
Old Mate No Mate.
Old Mate No Mate. Old Mate No Mate.
Who's got no mates today? Well, that would be Rusty Westbrook. Hey, hey, don't respect my name. Do you understand me? I don't give a fuck. Russell Westbrook was called Russell Westbrick. Sir, they're calling me names. Oh, you better get them kicked out, you giant fucking crybaby. Jesus Christ, Russell. Grow up. Also, Dane Moore tweeted out an interesting conversation A-Rod had about Glenn Taylor. About how Glenn Taylor tried to stop the Rudy Gobert trade, didn't want to hire Tim Connelly. He's like, nah, he's not going to come, fuck you. Why is all this, Jim? It's because A-Rod and Mark Lowry got boned by Glenn Taylor, seemingly, allegedly, for missing the, you know, well, breaching their contract and buying the Wolves off him. Now, you might say that the valuation of $1.5 bill when they did buy, or agree to the buying of the controlling stake from Glenn Taylor, now that it's probably worth at least double that. Glenn Taylor might have been looking for a way out. Now, A-Rod and Mark Lowry are a bit pissy about it, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like they came up with the cash, so sucked in, dickhead. So it kind of feels like they're both old mate, no mates, and now it's like a PR war where A-Rod and Lowry are throwing like the Athletic into it and just like ripping them to ripping Glenn Taylor to shreds and saying like, yep, 5-10 years, don't fucking care how long it takes this, but he's breached the contract, fuck him. We're going to drag his ass through the courts. It's like, I don't know. Glenn Taylor is just sort of seems like you guys had a contract. You didn't come up with the cash. And he's like, all right, sucked in, dickhead. So we'll see what happens there. But it feels like all comers have old mate, no mates. It's like, get some fucking mates. Like, it seems like A-Rod and Mark Lowry have been banned from like the arena and shit from Glenn Taylor, or at least the back half of the arena, and from talking to people in the front office, which is pretty funny because they do own a big chunk of their fucking team anyway. So they're all mate, no mates. And then they're just also just dragging Glenn Taylor through the fucking mud on every opportunity. Everybody's old mate, no mates in this story. And it is amazing. Pantsing of the night.
Fatty, fat, 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 fatty, fatty, fat, fat.
LeBron getting a standing ovation in Brooklyn. Just on the road, you're taking the piss. you've just pants yourselves, Brooklyn. I'm just saying. Better than Lonzo Ball? Where's the button, Jim?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Josh Giddey. That's right. Giddey up. Third triple-double in three games at Madison Square Garden. You love to see it. 16, 13, and 12 against the Knickerbockers. 7-11 from the floor. 2-3 from downtown. 0-2 at the free throw line. Two turnovers, but a steal and two blocks. Love that so much. That is bloody good. I mean, it's just bloody good because he's awesome. That's just what he does. And J-Dub, for a bit of better than Lonzo Ball as well, 33 points. That is equal to Lonzo's career high. 14 of 18 from the floor, 1 of 4 from downtown, 4 rebounds and 8 assists. Pretty good. And Lonzo Ball, look, so if Josh Giddey's got the 3 triple-doubles in Madison Square Garden, that's pretty good. He's also got, I think that's all of his triple-doubles. Lonzo at least had 8 for his career. It's not bad. But Josh Giddey just doing it 3 times at MSG. It's just, you know, not bloody bad. Not bloody bad. But I think he's got 10 triple-doubles now total. 9, 10? Yeah. So Giddey can play a bit. Now it's time for the return because we're in the old Larry Armour studios here. We've actually got the button. So we can do everyone's favorite. Cookie and I are enjoying this beautiful Easter Sunday with our friends and family. I hope everyone is having a blessed and happy Easter. Thanks, Magic. But I enjoyed this one so much on the weekend. Beyonce, it's only fitting that I recognize a living icon as the world tunes in to listen to your new album, Cowboy Carter, which just dropped today. You are truly a multifaceted force with dominating presences as a singer, songwriter, director, actress, record producer, and entrepreneur. With over 160 million records sold, countless awards won, including a historical 32 Grammys, featured roles in 8 movies, 2 fashion lines, and now a new hair care line, it's impossible to argue that your influence on culture is irreplaceable. You are women's history. Just like I say Michael Jackson is the greatest male entertainer of all time, you are the greatest female entertainer of all time. I'm looking forward to seeing how you bring more representation into the country genre and continue to use your platform to uplift and amplify the black voice. Flowers emoji. Absolutely love it. What do we say? Thanks, Magic. All right. Finally, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week!
We did get an NBA Central Draymond Green diamond testicle chain. I enjoyed that. There's a bit of an April Fool's on Draymond because he is basically just balls. But KD also went after NBA Central as well for, you know, impinging upon his relationship stuff. It's like, yeah, if you believe NBA Central, just read their fucking, who is tweeting out the shit? Just see who it's from before you say anything. But really, on top of that, Dickhead of the Weekend, it's always going to be Draymond. It's the Draymond Green Memorial Dickhead of the Weekend Award. Russell Westbrook, still getting upset about the Westbrook shit. Fucking just, seriously, bro. Oh, put some respect on my name. I don't know. Hit some fucking shots. It's not hard. Do some yeah nahs after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it some yeah nahs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch. Press the button, Jim.
People.
Get your merch, get your merch.
Wear it.
Get your merch, get your merch. Get your merch, get your merch.
Yeah, do it. Apparently, I'm struggling to press buttons today. Not a surprise from the amount I'm drunk on this weekend. Anyway, go to NBAAustralia.com/shop or just click through on the socials. We'll get you a look at some hoodies, t-shirts, stubby holders, coffee mugs, all the good stuff. It's right there. Go check it out. Right, let's do some yeah nahs. Zachy B. Yeah, nah. Tatum is the most harshly ticked player in the league. Seriously, Tony Brothers ticking from half court after he waved off the ref in the no call under the basket is so lame. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Tatum cops a shit whistle for these techs. Like, this one was fucking unbelievable. He's like literally waved off the fucking no call. Like basically, forget you, ref. Tony Brothers is fucking like cooked. That bloke's fucked in the head. Like, I don't know what is going on, but yeah, Tatum obviously just cops it left, right, and center, but Jesus. Maybe it's just the Celtics though. I don't know what it is, but I'll talk about this later in Outback Steakhouse. Matty O, Giddy is the Prince of MSG. You mean Madison Square Giddy? Yeah, nah, yes. I love it. I'm going to talk about why. Dan D, MSG now stands for Madison Square Giddy. Triple-double there for the third straight. Yeah, yeah, nah, yeah. That's right. Has anyone ever done that before, Jim? No. Not in three straight, their first three games in MSG. Just saying. We had Scotty Baxter also chime in with the NBL stuff as well. Tonight's NBL game was fun, bit scrappy. McVay wasn't far off. Glad I went to five. It's been a wicked series. Hashtag NBL Australia. How fucking nuts was that game? Game five, you've got fucking Delhi almost hitting the half court three at the end. Tassie winning. Go the Jackies. Loved it. Enjoyed every second of it. What an NBL fucking finals for the ages. And the Jackies winning a title in their first, what, after 3 years? That's awesome. What a bunch of legends. Good stuff. All right, unpopular opinion of the day. Jokic should probably win the MVP, right? But if Luka gets the Mavs to top four, he should win it. Just cause. Not just cause, but like also, look, his statistical season is absolutely off the fucking hook. And so is Jokic as well, right? And the Nugs are once again pushing for a one seed. And outside of their top five, right, their starters, the Nugs are a little bit shit. The Mavs, though, I feel like the like level of difficulty that Luka's playing with just for the Mavs. He's got Kyrie on his team. He's a fucking loose unit. They had Grant Williams on this team for half a season. He's a fucking dickhead. And then you've got just all these different moving parts game in, game out. And Luka is just like the fucking maestro controlling everything. Like, it's nuts that they're that good. If they can keep on winning, I would not be surprised if Luka gets a bit of a look in. Just saying. But speaking of which, let's do a bit of Outback Takeout. It's Monday at Outback, and you know what that means? Well, it's Easter Monday. It means Chockey galore. That's right, I've got a bunch of those fucking bandicoots. What are they called? Chockey bandicoots. Yeah, look, you know how they used to do those Chockey bandicoots? It's like, oh, yeah, we'll blow out the Easter Bunny. Fuck that. Bandicoots, mate. Well, we actually just found a bunch of bandicoots and just fucking covered them in chocolate. They were alive at the time, so they've, like, fucking frozen in chocolate in some pretty terrifying poses, to be honest, but bloody delicious, and they're only at Outback. That's right, Chockey Bandicoots. And today's Flame Girl take is, the refs are extra hard on Tatum to force the Celtics to probably go and trade him. That's right, Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA is like, fuck Jason Tatum. We're going to give him a really harsh whistle. The only way he's going to get that out of his system if he goes to, like, the Lakers. That's right, and then he can be the face in the NBA properly. Because Boston's got too many haters, you see. And that's what they're trying to do. It's a league-wide conspiracy theory. Only at Outback. I don't know what the reason is behind, like, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum getting some of the shittest calls when it comes to techs ever, whereas Draymond Green carries on like a fucking pork chop. And, like, it takes him basically fucking spitting in the face of a ref to get booted. Tatum claps or waves and it's like, that's a fucking tech foul. He's hurting the ref's feelings. It's fucking chaos. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, let's do a quick Australian player watch right after this one.
This is Matthew Delvedover and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, Australian Player Watch. We had a couple of great games on the weekend. Paddy Thrills, Paddy Mills in that Portland blowout. Got a bit of run and had a very, very, very good game. He had 17 points, which is a season high for our man, Paddy. 17 points, one assist, three steals. He went 2-5 from downtown and 5-8 from the floor. Love it. Paddy Thrills, Paddy Mills, just getting a look in. Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, jock'em, Landale in that 1-point win over Utah. Went 1-4 from the floor, 0-1 from downtown. 2 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, 4 fouls. Anti-Australian bias. And against Dallas, pretty fun game this one too because he was going up against his mate, Dante Exum. He had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. Shot 5 of 12. 0 of 3 from downtown. Just couldn't quite get the, efficiency there, but still, you'll take it. Up against his buddy, Dante Sexum up Exum. In other good news, the Dustbuster is back. Dyson Daniels got out there against the Boston Celtics after a pretty hefty bit of time with the sprained MCL, basically 6 weeks. Awesome game. Yeah, he played 11 minutes in that game against Boston. 2 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 of 3 shooting, 0 of 2 from downtown. But still, just good to have him back and running around causing havoc. Dante Sexum up Exum in that game against the Rockets. It was pretty bloody good too. He had 13 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound. Hit all of his shots. It's pretty bloody good. 5-5 from the floor, 3-3 from downtown. Great stuff. And then the game before that against Sacramento, he had 23 minutes played, 2-6 from the floor, both of which were threes, 2-5 from downtown. He had 8 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. Crushed it. No Greeny yet back for the Mavs, though. Still out with that ankle, so not a giant surprise. It's only been a couple of weeks. It looked pretty bloody bad. No shit. Jingling Joe Ingles out there causing all sorts of havoc. Snapped Rusty Westbrook in half. 5 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound, 2-5 from the floor, 1-2 from downtown. Loved it. Congratulations, Rusty. You just got jingled, Westbrook. 11 points, 2 assists against the Grizzlies because he went 3-4 from downtown and 2-2 at the line as well. Love that for Jingles. Getting the eye in. Bloody good, isn't it? Bloody, bloody, bloody good. Doo-wop, bop-bop, doo-wop, shab-a-dap, bop, doo-wop. Doo-wop had 6 points and 2 rebounds in that 60-point loss. He only played the 14 minutes, though, so cut him some slack, mate. Cut him some slack. Aussie Matty T played in that game, though, which is kind of good to see him back. Got out there for a very short run. 7 minutes, 0-2 from the floor, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 0 points and a foul. But you get that on the big jobs, don't you? And of course, Josh Giddey. Giddey up! What a weekend. Giddey has been, obviously, crushing it. He just had his 10th triple-double, 16 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. 7-11 from the floor, 2-3 from downtown. That came after 23-7-9 against the Suns on the weekend as well. 10-15, 1-3 from downtown too. With a block in that as well. That's 3 straight games with a block. He's gone 1-1-2. That's bloody good. Last 4 games, he's gone 25 points, 31 points, 23 points, and then a 16-point triple-double. Yeah, I guess you could say Josh Giddey is back, and that leads us very nicely into the Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's the first annual Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber Oh, yeah. You bet to believe it, because Josh Giddey just became the first player in NBA history to have a triple-double in his first 3 games ever played at an MSG. Oh, mate, that's pretty bloody good, isn't it? Yes. LeBron James as well. He had 40 points in that game today against the Nets. He joins Michael Jordan as the only players in NBA history with multiple games of 40-plus points after the age of 39. LeBron's only done it twice, though, because MJ, just how great was he? He did it 3 times. This speaks to how fucking good Michael Jordan was, not LeBron. LeBron's playing in an age where everyone can score fucking 30 points at the drop of a hat. Jordan Poole's a max player. 60 burgers are like fucking herpes in Ballarat at 21 arms. Common as. Jesus. Seriously, MJ was like 40 and dropping 40s in games that were like 86 plays 89. Seriously, his 40-point games when he was age 39, well, he had won them when he was after he turned 40. That was that game, actually, the Nets-Wizards game. But he had 41, 12, and 4, 43, 10, and 3, 45, 3, and 6 when he was almost 40 anyway, right, MJ, back in 2003. Against the Hornets, the Nets, and the Pacers. That is way more impressive than fucking LeBron just nailing a bunch of threes and going, oh, I got to 40. MJ hit 3 threes in those 3 games total, and it was in one of them against the Pacers. He didn't even attempt a 3 in the Hornets and the Nets games. He did it the hard way. He did it the old way. For the fucking cop-out 3-ball LeBron. Anyway, speaking of Shane Hill, shoot your shot, line him up awards as well. Luka passed George McLeod for the most 3-pointers made in a season for the Mavs with 257. I just wanted to say George McLeod's name because I fucking love George McLeod. it's good stuff. All right, what about a Patty Mills game day ball or game day Twitter check-in? What about it, Jim? Well, I'll press the button, then we'll go from there. There we go. I don't know, the iPad's very slow. I keep pressing the buttons and they're not firing, but anyway. Jock Landale, casual attire, reposting the Rockets, looking good. He does love a good white sneaker, does Jock, and very bad pants. But my favorite one is obviously him hanging out with Dante when they played against the Mavs. That's very cool. Nice photo of the pair of them. Great stuff. Rock 'em, sock 'em, block 'em, jock 'em, Landale. All right. Let's do a bit of a game previews for tomorrow. Tuesday, we've got 6 games tomorrow. So, what I was saying before as well about how we had 2 massive full games of full days of games and then a couple of other ones. Obviously, they're playing college basketball over the weekend as well to get to the, the Sweet 16 Elite Eight into the Final Four. And it's hilarious how afraid of other sports, well, other entities the NBA is. It's like, have a bit of fucking faith in your product. Oh, we don't want to step on, like, people watching college basketball, man. Why? Like, they're your feeder system, bro. What are you doing? Anyway. Tomorrow we have Brooklyn at Indy. The Pacers are 12.5-point favorites. I will take Indy -12.5. That's a big line, obviously. But Brooklyn is shit. So, yeah. 1-2-3 Cancun a couple of weeks ago. Had a pretty surprised win over the Bulls on the weekend, but at the same time, you can't trust the Bulls as far as you can throw them. And then completely gave up the ghost against the Lakers. I think the Pacers absolutely put one on the Nets tomorrow. So give me the Pacers -12.5. Actually, there's a couple of big lines here, but we're going to go 2 favorites. So Orlando hosts the Blazers. They are 16.5-point favorites. The Blazers just lost to Manu Kamara. They're just looking for warm bodies at this point. They've got 9 straight losses. They're coming off a 60-point loss. Look, any other team, you'd be like, that will light a fire under their ass. And maybe. But this is also a Portland team that has just got no dudes left. Like, it's getting pretty, chaos. Like, their last... So, that Heat game, where we obviously had Patty going up against Duop and Matty T, it's like the crap Murray... Chris Murray. They've got Jabari Walker. Yeah. DeAndre Ayton, Scoot, Rayon Rupert, Matty T, Delano Banton, who's like shooting 5-19, and not much else. I think we can go Orlando -16.5. Boston are also 16.5-point favorites in Charlotte. I think we can, I think we might go Charlotte in that one. +16.5. Boston, look, actually, that is a tricky one, isn't it? Nah, maybe we still go Boston because fuck that, Charlotte are horrible. They have, so Charlotte losing their last few games have pretty much given up the ghost, and the Celtics have actually, so they lost by 12 to the Clippers, lost by 18 to the Warriors, and it feels like this would be much more of the Warriors game. So the Warriors did that to them at home. 16.5-point line for the Celtics. They should smash them. The Celtics, obviously, bad losses to the Hawks, but then managed to hold off the Pelicans by 12. Before that, beat the Bulls by 11, the Pistons by 17, the Bucks by 3, the Pistons before that again by a 25-point margin, and the Wizards by 26. So they are smashing bad teams, so apart from the Hawks. Let's go Boston -6.5. Memphis +2.5 in Detroit. They're starting a G League team, basically, but they are trying really hard. I think they can win that one. So give me Memphis +2.5 in Detroit. Atlanta, Chicago. I'm going to take the Bulls -2.5 at home. Why is that, Jim? Well, the Bulls are 36-39. It is, they are 1.5 games up on the Hawks. And if they win this, they can basically lock away that home court for the 9-10 playing game. And the Bulls don't go more than 3 games below 500. So there we go. And then Phoenix, New Orleans, an awesome game. A really tough one as well. And really important for, of course, the Suns, who are in the 8 spot. And the Pels are in the 6 spot, split by 2 games. If the Pels don't win this, the Mavs then sit ahead of them by themselves. And the Suns can jump ahead of the Kings back into 7th. So I actually like the Suns. I think they, with the perimeter weapons of KD, Booker, and Beal, even though the perimeter defense of the Pels has the, your Herbs and co, I think the Suns might just be able to outgun the Suns a little bit. So let's give me the Suns over the Pels half point favorites. We'll go the Suns. And there you go. That's today's show. I've got to run off and go to AFL. So yeah, make sure you're jumping on the AFL Today show. It's very fun, talking all things footy. But of course, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG, we're all over the socials. So is, all of our other shows. AFL Today, Cricket Today, Football Today, Hold All Tickets, NFL Australia, of course. Yeah, it's all good. It's all fun. And we'll be back on deck tomorrow with more NBA Australia because we'll be in the office. Should be fun. And remember, if you're in Adelaide, come say g'day. We'll hang out. Are you looking for beers to drink? I'm going to do two NBA Australias while I'm over there. A bunch of AFL Today stuff as well. Should be great fun for gathering. Anyway, check us a rating review for all those shows on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. You won't be able to see this one on YouTube, but the rest of them are. That's good. Go subscribe to it. And whatever app you use on an Android phone, go nuts, please. Hook a brother up. Star it. Review it. Do whatever you got to do. Get around nbaaustralia.com/shop and get your merch. Get your merch. Big thanks go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, as well as to House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shit, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify. However you follow your bands, listening tunes, do that. NBA Australia, Sports Australian band, so should you. And let's finish off today's show with a deli review. Oh, geez. After losing the NBL finals, it's going to be a tough one. But we will catch you tomorrow, dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, Hosanna! How the fuck are you? Is it your old mate Deli over here? Yep, fucking spewing. Can't believe we fucking lost an NBL final series against the fucking Jack Jumpers. I'll tell you what, just fucking, been on the tins for a couple of days. Just bullshit, man. Like, I'm spewing. My shot was so fucking close. It's just like, it's just all a bit shit in it. So, look, you know, I haven't watched anything over the weekend because of it. I was just like, fucking didn't sleep for 3 days because I was like, before the NBL series, final series and shit. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. Play the last game. And then we've just been on the tins ever since. So, just a little fucking bit all over the shop. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, like, fucking, what's a good TV series? Like, I don't know, man. Have you watched that Shogun? Well, the missus is trying to, like, make me watch it, and I'm like, fuck, that's too much reading. Like, shit, I got to concentrate on hoops. Like, we're in the NBL finals, mate. Like, I've been in the NBA finals and won a title. This shit's hard. I got to concentrate. She's like, no, I watch this one. I'm like, fucking, all right. That was pretty sick, fucking Japanese shit, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, anyway. I'm just a bit fucking goose because just, too many tins, no sleep, so... Congrats to Tassie. All credit to the boys. Great job by United. We'll get them next time, eh? Bit of a tough one, but... Anyway, Shogun gets about 410 out of 10 Deli ones. The NBL final series gets about a 16 out of 10, but probably could have done a little bit more. Just fucking wish Bubbles had caught that fucking inbounds pass before fucking McVay hit that shot. Fuck, bloody hell. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. I'll catch you next time. Later, fuckers. Deli out.